I really welcome the bill, actually. I think it's a really, really positive step. I think we've been chasing our tails for a long time with the novel psychoactive substances. So it's really, I'm really pleased, actually. Sadly, no, young people don't see legal highs as being a massive issue because they're legal, so they think that they're safe. So the fact that this ban, this sort of blanket ban is going to come in is going to be fantastic, because it really is showing that these legal highs, novel psychoactive substances are not safe, and shouldn't be made for human consumption.
And do you think it will work? Are you hopeful that it will stop youngsters or anyone taking them, instead of perhaps pushing them into a kind of, you know, underground drugs world and then people doing deals to try and get them and that sort of thing? Are you hopeful it will work?
I am hopeful that it will have a much stronger impact than what has, you know, what there is already. I mean, it might push the trade underground, and that is quite likely, just with any other drug in any other classification. But the message will be a lot clearer, to particularly to young people, that the drug is, that novel psychoactive substances are not okay drugs to take just because they're classed as so-called legal highs.
And in your view, for the people of Southampton as well, for the youngsters of Southampton, what do you think this ban will mean now? Do you think it will mean that the city is a safer and healthier place?
Yes, certainly. I mean, any sort of ban on the this scale is going to be beneficial to young people. And to not make them as readily available in head shops and online is going to help. And actually, hopefully, it's going to invite some sort of discussion about the way that they were classified or classed or spoke about as being legal highs when they're really not legal highs. And it's just that every time one was banned, the scientists who were creating them were just changing part of their chemical compound, which was and then creating a new legal high from that. So I'm really pleased that this blanket ban has come out, which means that all novel psychoactive substances will be banned across the board.
What would you say to someone who, until now, has had a shop, for example, or perhaps an online service, who has been selling these, and by the letter of the law, they've not been doing anything wrong? It has, you know, it's been legal, it's been perfectly fine. What would you say to those people now who might be saying, well, hang on a minute, you know, this isn't fair, we were doing a legitimate trade here?
I think there has been quite a crackdown on head shops, actually, because they have been selling substances. I know that a head shop's been closed quite recently in Portsmouth, and however it is their business, they are actually being quite sneaky and sort of malicious in the way that they sell these drugs to young people, and that's what they are. They are drugs that, you know, although the packet might say not for human consumption, you know, they are really dangerous for young people, and we've seen some horrific effects of these drugs in young people in Southampton, particularly some of the synthetic cannabinoids which have been going around recently. And sadly, young people are not always watching the news and not you know, reading, you know, newspapers and things, so they're not aware of incidents where other young people have become quite ill over these drugs. So I think something like this hopefully is going to, you know, they're all going to be aware of it, and they're all going to hear about it, and they're all going to know that these drugs, all of them, are blanket banned and illegal.